Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at a central way to track all your contractual, regulatory, and other obligations. Ranting yesterday a little bit about the airlines and not having good business continuity plan, how you can test those business continuity plans. And a chap on Twitter reached out to me and was like, you know, they know. Just so you know, they know. And what it is it's more cost effective to take a day's worth of downtime than to implement a highly, highly available system, especially with all the legacy technology that they have. I don't know if that's true or not, but it makes sense to me, right? Because whenever we talk about doing any sort of control or doing any sort of thing, there's a business decision that has to be made. There's a weighing of what the benefits are. So how do you track all these obligations and all these requirements and do the business analysis? Tip for you, have it in one work stream. We talk about this with other things as well, right? Consolidating work streams so we consolidate efforts. So for example, you might set up a obligation tracking system. And this obligation tracking system may have several inputs. You're looking at things like from the regulators, from your legal team, from your compliance team, from any industry requirements, right? PCI and whatnot. It may include things like internal audit and external audit if someone's going to come out and look at your systems and give you some feedback. You have all these inputs, as well as industry best practices, subject matter experts you trust to let you know what the latest requirements are. All these inputs come into the system. What do you do once you're in the system? Two things. One, you date stamp them all. Date stamp them all. Remember that it's going to come back. You date stamp them all. Two, you start talking with the business and saying, look, here's what the requirement is. Here's what the benefit is. What would it take to meet this? What would we have to do? And you can start having those discussions similar to what we imagine the airlines might have had when they're looking at their business continuity. Does it make good business sense? Is it cost justified? Is it sustainable? What would we need to do? Two, once you have that in, you start tracking at a macro level the implementation if you're going to go ahead with it, or note all the documentation if you don't. If you don't go ahead with it, you have that date stamp, right? You reevaluate it on a periodic basis. Maybe that's annually, maybe it's biannually, but you reevaluate it to make sure that the requirement hasn't changed, that the costs haven't gone down, that something hasn't happened that changes your picture. Two, once it's implemented, you date stamp it and you evaluate it, right? For the exact same reason. Maybe the requirement has shifted. Maybe it's no longer a requirement. Maybe it's been subsumed by other obligations. So in this way, you can take all these obligations from all these different requirements. You can put them in one system. You can track with a very small team, maybe even just one person. A very small team, what your obligations are. You can consistently keep that list up to date and make sure that each one of those obligations is either being not met based on a business decision or is being met in a way that, is a good decision, right? Shows good due diligence, shows good custodial care for the systems you're under control with. One system. I like that a lot. Hope that helps you out. What are you doing for your obligations? Hit me up on Twitter. If I make mistakes in these videos, of course, hit me up on Twitter. And thanks again for letting me know about the business decision wait between business continuity and me being stuck in an airline for a day. Because it is a very good point. Thanks so much.